Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Chambi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival in the virtual reality section, actually. And I am here with May Abdallah and Emmy Rose, the creators and directors of The Collider, which is one of very immersive and interesting production that I experienced and I enjoyed a lot. Maybe my, just for our audience, this VR experience has to be done by in pair, so you have to be two people. And the other one that was with me was not exactly very happy at the end, but I was. So can you tell us briefly what is the idea behind The Collider and who started it and who wants to start?
So The Collider is a two-person experience that is an immersive theatre experience using virtual reality. And the story of The Collider is that it is a machine. It is a machine like the Large Hadron Collider in CERN, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's one that not many people know about. It's the secret collider. And instead of colliding particles to try and discover the mysteries of matter of the universe, it collides people to try and discover the mysteries of the materials which exist between us that we cannot see.
Which is actually what happens. I can tell. How did you manage, how did you work to transform this idea into an actual virtual reality experience?
I guess to some degree the idea of the story came after, and the first two ideas that the piece grew from were that, one, we were really interested in what happens when one person is wearing a headset and the other person isn't wearing the headset, and this kind of relationship that grows between those two people. And we saw a lot of pieces of work that didn't acknowledge that that was happening in the room, and we wanted to acknowledge it and work to it rather than ignore the fact that that was going on. So then we started thinking about how could you make something where that was the relationship that was being explored. Mm. At the same time, we were interested in making something where two people do something together, and what happens during their time together is the kind of what the piece is really exploring. Mm. So it's very interactive. You know, it's different with every single combination of two different people will have completely different times, two other different people. It's kind of a set of conditions that you respond to. Mm. Yeah, and yeah. Some people are shy and awkward, and some people are overconfident and crazy, and there's a lot of variation. And we're kind of excited by that.
And how do you analyze what happens? I mean, how did you, which are the results you are getting out of it, if any?
So I think for us, what's interesting about the piece is that you go through the experience, and at the end there is a room where the two people meet properly and they have a conversation. And for us, kind of the magic is often about what happens in that conversation at the end. And there have been like amazing descriptions of what those two people who might be strangers or friends encounter, because they've shared something but not quite. It's quite a like potent metaphor of how often, you know, a relationship, just human relationships, mm-hmm. two people are in the same place and they don't quite have the same experience. And the kind of ideas around the piece, which is about power and your relationship with having power, or your relationship with having somebody have power over you, and the context of thinking about those memories, for some people kind of brings up a lot of emotions, and they're given this opportunity in this cool air-conditioned room to have a conversation about it. And sometimes they have these conversations that they've never had with anybody else, with the stranger in that moment, and then that connection is the thing that stays with them forever. Mm-hmm. You know, you see them kind of many days later still kind of dining with that person, because you don't often get an opportunity to find a way to dive in to another person's experience.
Yeah, you're right. And it's also the key thing is also the kind of combination between the two persons, because you have to be not friends, because I mean I did it with a complete stranger, but you have to be on the same pace, same like mental pace, in terms of being able to let go and to dive into it without any holding back. So this could be the main difference. And I was technically complicated to build it up in terms of the actual production, if we can call it that.
I mean, it's not very technically complicated in a way. What we were more interested in was if one person holds the controllers and the other person doesn't and looks at the controllers, then what can emerge? Mm-hmm. So in a way the tech came last. and we kind of built up the story first of like these two people coming together. One person's wearing the headset, so essentially they're blindfolded, they're vulnerable, they start to follow something, and then we're like, okay, so technically what can facilitate that to happen? And then, I mean, there are like lots of computers hiding in the backstage, but the participants never see any of that stuff.
And which kind of feedback did you get so far?
I mean, so many kinds.
Yeah, so the Collider's been... It's, you know, it's, this is not its premiere, it's in the best of. It's already been at Tribeca, in IDFA in Amsterdam, and it actually was translated into Mandarin, and it was at Sandbox Immersive Festival in China. And in terms of the feedback, there's been varieties of feedback. You get a sense that kind of different situations bring different kind of people, so we're still quite excited about like the Venice vibe, like what is the specific thing. You know, we do see there is a moment, slight spoiler alert, that there is a choice given to one of the people to choose a particular tool to use in the experience, and we're always quite curious what gets used, and the rubber chicken was used significantly.
A lot of people in Venice are using the rubber chicken.
That is the news.
Which is funny.
But really, like, in terms of... I think we've kind of been blown away by the feedback because, you know, it's 40 minutes. It's a commitment, and it really asks you to go somewhere very personal.
But it doesn't feel that long, actually.
That's great. That's because you're having a
really
nice
doesn't
time.
Feel that long. I mean, at least... I mean, I was the one wearing the virtual mask.
Interesting.
And for me, it was not that long at all. It was like very... I would have stayed longer, actually.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we always want to leave you wanting more, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people have given us, like, beautiful reviews in terms of, you know, I don't want to kind of blow the Collider's trumpet, but the kind of changed me forever is always a good one to hear. And
yeah, because, you know, actually, I mean, I experienced many others, not only here in other festivals, too, VR experiences, but this one is the one where you are more compelled to mentally participate, you know,
to really
personally
show up.
You cannot just stay there and you know, take it in, because you have to, this book is asking you questions, your questions, I believe, and those questions are making you actually think. So, and this is a strange and the weirdness in terms of difference between your experience and other experiences I did.
I think that is interesting, because I think that is our obsession. You know, both of us were filmmakers before we set up Anagram, and with Anagram we wanted to do the same kind of immersion that you get in a cinema, something where you are totally ready to submerge in a story. But for us it's like, this is an interactive medium. You know, we're not looking to kind of replicate a passive process. It's about what can you bring? And then you suddenly have all of these other questions. It's like, well, what mood does somebody have to be in order for them to want to participate? Like, the science of interaction is not one that is really about technology. It's kind of about psychology. And,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
And how do you, like, how do you help somebody get into that state if they're not in that state at the beginning? You can't just demand that they're, like, immediately ready. You have to be like, come with me.
Very slowly.
Just come over here.
You have to talk them into it.
But do come.
Yeah.
Do come with me.
And the fact is, you know, it is a two-person experience, but you start alone. You start, each of you start in your separate room, and you have time to arrive, because in a festival like this or any context, people arrive with like their needs, their concerns, their phones, and so the first thing that happens is you sit down, you listen to something, and it's like, that is where you must begin. And if you're just pushed into a headset and told to participate with someone else, I can guarantee you're just going to hate it.
Yeah, it's true that the first part you are just you're put in a place where you have to listen, and you are like emerged in that situation, which is completely, it has a different pace, different intensity than what you were doing before. So you have to set, and once you're set, you go.
Yeah.
Like in an early version, there is a moment where you're asked to think about a memory of a moment in your life where you may have had power over someone else. And in an early version, you're asked to do that memory when you're with the other person. And, you know, we discovered that people just, they couldn't think in the presence of someone else and all the kind of, which is kind of the magic, isn't it? Like when you're alone, you have a different feeling to when someone else is in the room. Even if you had your eyes closed, you always know that this other person is there and they carry with them all of this stuff. And so, you know, it's through, with this kind of work, you have to test it, like, so many times.
This is really weird what you're saying, because what I know after I did it, when we do the talk with the other guy, and he told me that he was in the room where I was in for a long time, but I didn't notice, didn't feel it. I was so immersed in what I was experiencing that I didn't feel his presence, even though the room was kind of tiny. So it's easy to feel another human being next to you, but I couldn't. So I think that the VR part of the mask is working, because you're completely taken aback, taken away from what your.
So what happened to you when you realized that there was somebody next to you?
I couldn't care. I mean, I noticed when he started touching me with the thing, was like pushing me around. But it was, I mean, I didn't feel it like an invasion. It was like happening. That's it. So it was okay.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool, because it's, in a way, it's like the VR on one hand is like this amazing technical tool that you can use to interact with narrative and change things and make things happen and make lights emerge and make colors emerge. But on another hand, it's a blindfold. Mm-hmm. And it's, we kind of try to use it in both of those senses. Yes. So, you know, there's, when we watch people together in that room, they are together and they know that each other is there, but because they can't make eye contact, they tend to stand closer to the other person than they would if we were just kind of talking in the street. Mm-hmm. There becomes this like potential for intimacy with a stranger.
Yeah. There are less filters.
And you can't. Wine. It's like there's something about you being blindfolded and doing something that you're not. You're just being yourself. And they're with you, and they're kind of watching you, and there's an innocence in that moment and in that interaction that is can be kind of beautiful. And we were always curious about, to some degree, the experience of the usher in the VR exhibition, who watches so many people put on the headset and imagines what worlds they drift off to from their minds. And there's sort of poetry in that, you know, that like you're standing next to someone and you know that their focus is somewhere far away and you don't know what it is, and you kind of want to bring them towards you. And that just has a lot of resonance with many experiences in our lives of like, oh, I've been there, I've sat next to someone and not known what they were doing and wondered, and you know, we kind of want to get into those associations.
Yeah, I understand.
How can we kind of draw lines between this contained experience and then the rest of your life?
Well, I tell, if anybody listening to listen to us, look for the Collider around the festivals in the world, because it's really nice and compelling and good experience in terms of making you know something more about yourself. This is what I got from it. And so I thank a lot May Abdallah and Amy Rose for having been with us, creators and directors of The Collider from the VR section of the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.